pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Things that cause me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind.
Happy Sunday to each and every one of you. I'm just so excited to be here with each and every one of you today. I was not able to make it last Sunday as I was not feeling well, but I give thanks for healing. I give thanks for healing. And I just give thanks for Reverend LaTanya for opening this space for us to come to each and every week. We give thanks for her. I give thanks for the rest that God is providing for her today. And for those of you who don't know, Reverend LaTanya is our facilitator in this space from week to week. She is also known as the Juicy Spirit Mama, the Priestess of Purpose, Pleasure, and Passion. And she is just amazing in making sure that we have a collective space to come womb to womb, breast to breast, and to just feel the love of God, of the universe, of the cosmos, of the divine, of the I Am that surrounds us each and every day, right here, together collectively. And so I just give thanks for her and for her ministry. So we have been talking all year about shifting everything. We've been talking all year about shifting everything. And now, right now, currently, we're in a 21-day challenge on New Mind, New Money. And I hope that you all stick around to the end because I have a special announcement for you at the end of this call around that challenge. But we've been talking about New Mind, New Money. And even when you have that challenge, it is a shift. It can bring about a shift. And so, you know, when you think about shifting everything, I think, you know, a couple of weeks ago I came on and I said, you know, we're talking about shifting everything, not just one thing, not just something, not just a few things, but shifting everything. And when you say that, when you say I'm going to shift everything, I think a lot of times we speak it and then we are unprepared for what comes along with it. And so today I just want to dive a little bit into how shifting everything plays out in life. How does it play out in our life? You know, how does it come about and show up for us to even play a bigger game? How does that happen? So, you know, when I think about shifting everything, one of the first things that I thought about when I was meditating over this word was a boulder, a great big old boulder holding everything back. And then I saw how I could shift that boulder or remove that boulder. But what happens is when you move the boulder or remove it, everything that's behind it shifts. Everything that was behind that boulder shifts. Everything that was under the boulder shifts. It either caves in or moves forward. You know, when land, when you have erosion and land shift, everything on top of that land will shift. And so when you talk about movement like that, when you talk about shifting and everything shifting, you might be moving one thing, but everything surrounding it will shift. And a lot of times when we talk about, you know, a paradigm shift, Latanya did a challenge around paradigm shifts this year. We've talked about shifting a lot this year. We're in the last quarter. Here we go. When we talk about paradigm shifts, they happen suddenly. They happen just like that. And sometimes we think a shift, you know, will take time. And yes, it does take time. But, you know, we think it's not going to happen overnight. But see, time is relative, right? Right? What we think is not overnight might seem like overnight to someone else. A shift can happen in an instant. You know, someone can show up in your life and create a partnership or create a shift that boosts you to new heights or that, you know, create something new in your life, a new development, a new relationship, a new job career. You know, someone can show up and just create a whole new way of thinking in your life. A shift can happen through a brilliant idea. You might be just sitting down, meditating, or working on something, and the idea would hit you like a flash. And so that shift will just happen in an instant, right? But it's been brewing over time. What we don't realize is a lot of times we've called it forth over time, and then it just shows up, and we're like, oh my goodness, what happened? But it can be a force that also can change you in a way that you don't want to change. You know? It can be difficulty or unwanted surprises, unexpected shifts. You know, a situation may go in a different direction from what we thought it was going to go in. So shifts can happen, and it can be a paradigm shift. It can be a shift that you thought was going to happen at one moment and it came at another, or you thought would happen later down the road and it happened overnight. But the point is, shift will happen. Nothing stays the same. Shift will happen. The movement will come. But what are we going to do about it? Right? So one of the things that I was looking at when I was looking at shifts was the law of non-resistance, right? And we've heard Reverend Latanya talk about the path of least resistance, taking the path of least resistance. And I just love her so much because I called her a few weeks ago and I said, you know, this is what's going on and I'm having an issue and I'm not sure how to handle it. And she said, what if you shifted how you normally handle it? What if you just went with the flow and allowed it to happen? And my first initial response was, I don't know about that. I'm going to have to sit with that for a minute. But my first shift was saying, I will sit with that for a minute. Because normally I would have said, I don't know about that. I'm not feeling that. I don't see how that's going to work for me. But my first shift was, I need to sit with this for a moment. And lo and behold, when I sat with it and I listened and Spirit said, path of least resistance, let it happen. And I let it happen and things worked out. Things worked out. I'll go into that testimony another time, but things worked out simply because I relaxed. I allowed the shift to take place. I went with the flow. And the Holy Spirit worked things out in ways I couldn't have even imagined. Because had I done what I normally do, had I resisted like I normally would have resisted, it would not have worked out in the way that it did. I'm sure of it. I'm positive. So when we follow the law of non-resistance, when shift happens, the floodgates open up. It opens up. You know, 2 years ago, I was working with Coach LaTanya, and I had written a vision that said, you know, I want to build new relationships with my family and friends. I want to shift and change how those relationships happen. And I didn't, you know, in my mind, when I made that statement, when I declared that vision, I looked at things staying the same but shifting how I did things, how I handled the relationships, how I communicated with people. What I was for the shift to happen in a paradigm way that I had no control over. So 2 years later, and this is why I said shift feels like it happens overnight, but it's brewing, right? 2 years ago, I made this declaration. Now here I am 2 years later, and this is how the shift took place. I relocated to an area I first started out in. And when I relocated, all of my relationships shifted. The relationships with my family shifted. The relationships with friends shifted. Everything has now shifted in a positive light that I declared 2 years ago. Just like that, it happened. So it takes time for shift to happen. However, when it happens, it can be so paradigm that it feels like it happened overnight. And so we have to prepare. We have to prepare for those shifts that happen. You know, I prayed for more support with my children. And now 2 years later, I have the support with my daughter. My daughter is with her aunt right now, you know, who's 5 minutes away. That's a shift because she was 3 hours away and only saw her maybe 3-4 times a year. Now she can see her anytime. They talk on the phone every day. That's a shift. That's a paradigm shift with my family, right? That's what I pray for, relationships with my family. And so now, you know, I prayed for that shift so I could, to have that support so I could travel. In the last 2 months, 3 months, I've traveled 2-3 times where prior to I was, you know, traveling maybe once a quarter, once every 6 months or something like that. Now, for me to travel 2 months in a row, oh, my goodness. And to be quite honest, I'm actually traveling twice a month scheduled. And so shifts happen. You never know how they're going to happen, but you got to be prepared to receive it. I held a vision to, in my relocation, to have a home that was a single-family home, 4 bedrooms. I wanted 4 bedrooms. I wanted 3 bathrooms. I desired and asked for to be near water. You know, I held this vision and held this vision and held this vision, and it came to me. I sit today hosting this call in a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house that is 3 minutes away from a river. Shift happens overnight. You got to be ready. I visualized working from home. You know, last year, I talked about, you know, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I want to work from home. I want to have more time with my family. And my job allowed me to telework for a year. I was able to work from home, but because I held that vision, because I visualized what would my day look like working from home, the shift happened. The shift happened. And so even now in the relocation, the shift is still happening because I released the contract, which was another vision, I might add, which was another desire. I released the contract with my job, and I desire to recreate my own contracts. And I'm in the midst right now of recreating new contracts for myself, the ones that I desire. Shift happens. When you shift everything, you have to be prepared to receive it. My money. I desired for my money to work for me, you know, so that I wouldn't have to work so hard, but have my money work for me. And so even in the new mind, new money challenge, I had to realize that I have shifted even my finances. The new home created a lesser rent expense. It created lesser utility expenses, okay? My finances have shifted where now I'm able to save more. And in saving, I'm allowing my money to work for me. I've created new investment opportunities for myself. I've created new ways to bring in money so that it works for me, even in my sleep, so that I don't have to worry about it. You know, if something comes up, I can liquidate and have cash in hand. When shift happens, we have to be ready to receive it. This relocation was a paradigm shift for me. It wasn't expected, but then when the opportunity came up, everything, not just one thing, everything shifted. My son went to live with his father. That was a shift because now, you know, I'm used to having him with me every day, and he's not here daily. So even that relationship has had to shift. My employment status has shifted. The space that I live in has shifted from, you know, great big closet to little small teeny closet, which means I had to shift how I did my wardrobe. I had to shift some things out of my wardrobe and release them. You know, I had to create new spaces and shift how I stored things. You know, in my relationships, my family, I had to shift how I communicate and how I let people know how I'm feeling. I had to shift, you know, my relationships with friendships that I had let go by the way that now are rekindling. You know, when I relocated, it shifted everything. How I spent my money, where I go during the day, how I plan out my day from day to day. Because, see, how I did my day in Woodbridge is not how I do my day in Lynchburg. When things shift, you have to be ready for everything. I had to shift my surroundings. Even in my home, I had to shift the clutter. I had to shift stagnant spaces. How many of us have shifted the furniture in our home? When was the last time you rearranged how the furniture fit in your home? That's a shift. When you shift those types of things, you create a vortex. When you create that vortex, you're opening ways and doorways for more energy to flow through. When we talk about money, we talk about my own natural energy yield, right? So we know that all of it is surrounding the energy. I have a living room that I had, you know, just put all the furniture in and laid everything out. And then I looked at it and I said, no, I'm shifting the entire room. The sofa's going over here. The TV's going over here. The chair's going over there. The table. I shifted everything. The moment I shifted everything in the room, my whole household shifted. My daughter went from, I'm not sure about this house, to, I really love this house. It feels amazing. My son shifted from, I'm worried about how things are going to go, to, I got a job. This house is feeling good, and the move feels amazing. When you shift something small, the big shifts can happen. When you shift something small, it opens the doors for big shifts to happen. I had to shift how I talk, how I talk about money, how I talk about jobs or careers, how I talk about relationships, how I talk about myself. I had to shift my words, shift my speech, shift my language. And when I shifted those things, oh my God, the world opened up a new oyster for me. Several new oysters. Because just by changing and shifting, I don't have to, I receive having. Instead of being in the lack consciousness, now I've opened up an abundance consciousness for myself. So just in shifting my words, everything shifted. Shifting how I love myself, how I do for myself. You know, shifting the thoughts of love, what I thought love was, and how I want to create new love. When I shifted that, it opened the door for new people to enter my life. And so I was prepared to receive that new person because I knew I was shifting everything. No, that person may not have looked the way that I thought they should look or had what I thought they should have, but guess what? I had to even shift that thought process. I had to shift that thought process because it's not about how I think it should be. It's about how the universe was answering my call to shift. I had to shift my focus and my dedication, shifting how I think about acquiring the vision. Because, see, a lot of times I thought I had to do it. I got to do this in order to receive that, right? Not allowing space for the divine. So I had to shift my focus to the divine. I had to shift my focus to allowing spirit to lead and me not taking the lead. I had to shift from being distracted with everything around me to focusing in on the desires of my heart and allowing them to come forth. And so when shift happens, I had to be ready. We have to be ready. We got to prepare for receiving the shift. See, a lot of times we're unprepared, and that non-preparation leads to resistance. But when you're applying the law of non-resistance, you have to be open and allow yourself to settle in and go with the flow. That's what preparation is. Being non-resistant and going with the flow. See, I said a couple of weeks ago, when shift happens, you can't stand still. we have to move. And so that means going with the flow is movement. And so when we shift, we got to be prepared, got to be ready, be open to going with the flow, releasing resistance. You know, in this new mind, new money challenge, and I'm going to tell on myself, this is my own confession time, that I haven't been in the group as much as I desired to be. And I have been in there, and I have been listening to the YouTubes and watching the videos and still focusing on the desires in my heart here in this moment. But in that new mind, new money challenge, I had to shift about how I'm circulating my dollars, not spending, but circulating my dollars. I had to shift how I thought about my debts, that they aren't debts, but they're investments that I chose to make. And so I had to honor those investments. I had to shift my mind, my thoughts, my views, my decisions, my planning, my process, shifting my mind, my dreams, my vision. I had to shift into a new mind from my relationships and my heart. I had to shift into a new mind of my health and my focus. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind, the renewing of my mind. I had to shift how I think about things and renew my mind, new mind, new money, renew my mind. But then the scripture goes on to say, then you will be able to test and approve God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. When you renew your mind, then you will be able to test and approve God's, Goddess's will, the divine's will is good, pleasing, and perfect by the renewing of the mind. So that's the new mind portion, the new money portion. I had to look at my money, releasing the current money thoughts, releasing the current money patterns, and come into new money, new investments, new lifestyles, new ways of circulating, new assets, new investments, new households, new career around my money, new relationships around my money. When you're talking about shifting everything, you can't hold one thing liable. You've got to shift all things. And so I would encourage you today to shift and receive the shift. When you say, I'm shifting everything, and calamity comes into play, and your norm has been to panic, to worry, to have uncertainty, stop, take a breath, and shift. And say, okay, I'm going to go with the flow and see how this plays out. See what the divine has for me today. And watch the universe work. We have a saying in our juicy community, it works when you work it, right? And so when you work shifting your thought patterns and shifting how you respond, the universe works on your behalf. And so I would to submit to everyone today, renew your mind, renew your money, shift everything, release old thought patterns, show up for yourself, and be bigger than what you thought you could be, because the divine certainly is, the cosmos certainly is, the universe certainly is bigger than what we thought it could be, right? It shifts in ways that we couldn't imagine. It moves in ways that we didn't know were possible. But guess what? When it manifests, all we can do is, like Psalm 150, verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, right? And so when those shifts happen, we can give praise. When those shifts occur, we can give praise. When the manifest happens, we can give praise. Even when it might look like or might appear to be chaos, give praise. Even when it might look like or appear to be that it's going to be uncomfortable, give praise. Begin to give praise and watch how things open up and flow. And so I would say, even as I had to a week and a half ago, shift my thought and sit with it. Sit with it, sis. And then when you get up and the ground moves from under you, shift with it. Go with the flow. Allow yourself to be moved. And everything in 2019 will shift to the desires of your heart. And so with that, I pray that each and every one of you were able to receive this in a way that is going to be a blessing this week for you. I'm going to unmute the call so that, as we always do, we have that moment to co-host together and allow that aha moment to come forth. I'm unmuting the lines now. And so if you have that prayer request that you want to bring forth in this space so that we can shift the things that are happening in your life, if you have an aha that you want to bring forth and show how shifts have been happening in your life in 2019, this is the time and the space to do it. And so the lines are open. If there is one that has a prayer request, a praise report, or just an aha, now is the time to come forth and into deposit your shift in this space.
Good morning.
Grand Rising.
Grand Rising. I have a prayer request. As I listened this morning, I realized I too had began to shift everything. Didn't happen, like you said, it did not happen overnight, but things began to shift, and I believe it's in the spiritual realm, like a domino effect. The top of the domino began to start to move forward, and it takes a minute or some seconds before it actually falls to the next one. So sometimes in the end of being, you know, in that effect or in that shift, there's changes that are happening, and sometimes they happen before you get to them. And so even in a shift, support is needed, and I want to pray for support this morning. And also in that shift, you begin to mature and things happen around you in your life, because we think that maturity happens only in adolescence. But there is a maturity that occurs in every state, in every stage, in every decision, of course, in every shift that happens. We have to become better. The growth process began, and you can actually look in the mirror and see you at different phases. So I'm so grateful for this space, because now even when I look at pictures, I can see shifts. I can see a girl that I once was. I can see a woman that started to become. I can see sometimes where she was flying, and I can see sometimes where she went back into the cocoon. But the shift allows us to fly and to fly higher, and this has been such a blessing this morning. I just want to say thank you and just continue to pray for and with me. And this is Shantik, if you did not know. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Yes.
Support?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Come on through.
Okay. This is Mignon. And I guess for the past 2 weeks, I have been, transitioning into I really can't put my words into it, but I've been going through a lot with, you know, debt and the loss of, well, she didn't die, but the loss of a best friend who I thought was my best friend, and changes in a relationship that I'm in now. It's a healthy relationship, which is great, but I feel like I'm in the process of trying to figure out, like, which direction I'm supposed to go. And I feel like I'm at a pause. And I feel like I just need to, I'm waiting for answers, and I'm not making any sudden moves. I'm being more quiet. And that's something I'm not used to. I'm used to talking about everything, speaking about everything, and just, you know, this is a little different for me. So I think my request is for prayer, for a little more understanding, and for answers in my quietness, and that I get a clear understanding of what is happening, what's going on, because I do believe in my heart that 2020 is going to be awesome.
I say, may you and the previous young lady that came in, I wasn't sure who that was, but may you both have your prayer request and something sweet. Shandrika, thank you, sweetheart. I wasn't sure if that was you, but Shandrika, may you have the support that you prayed for and something sweeter. And is it Monica? Is that what I heard? How do you say your name?
Mignon.
Mignon, thank you. I apologize. That's why I asked. Mignon,
okay.
May you have understanding and awareness in your quietness and something sweeter. We're going to pray these through as we move forward in our prayer time, but may you both have that and something sweeter. Is there anyone else? Praise request, praise report.
Grand Rising, this is Tommy.
Grand Rising.
Happy Sunday to the sisters. Hi. I have to say that, during this process, I made a shift. And I made some money moves. And I made a money move that I did not really want to make, but somehow I was compelled to do it. And having made that one move, just like Shandrika was saying, sometimes the first domino will be moved and you don't know it. And then all of a sudden, everything starts to shift. But in that, I want to say with that money move, I started to discover some things about, first of all, information about myself, and I discovered, you know, information about other people, but more importantly, I discovered more resources. So, and even with one shift, everything moves like ripples in a pond. And the universe will not allow you to have something and not have a way to keep it, because the universe was what brought it to you in the first place.
Okay.
Your desire. So, you know, in that, I would like to have prayer that everything continues to move in a direction where that's going to benefit me and my family. And, you know, I've just opened my eyes, you know, generationally, culturally, and at the DNA level. So thank you for that. Thank you for that word this morning, Dana.
Ashe, and may you have that and something sweeter. Who's next?
Thank you. I'm saying I've had a shift in all directions, north, south, east, and west.
Ashe.
Thank
That's
you.
That's
It's rich.
Who's next? Is there anyone else that wants to come in this space and just give praise, give thanks for the shifts in your life.
Good morning. This is Catherine.
Good morning, Grand Rising.
Grand Rising, how are you? Good to hear your voice. I'm just coming into this space because we're talking about shifting, and this year my life took a major, major shift when my dad became ill and eventually had to move to Maryland with me, and so me being his caregiver now. And, of course, the beginning of it, it was like, oh, my God, my life is going to change. It's going to be so much different. I'm not going to be able to do the things that I normally do. And the beauty in that is once I got over that initial sadness, anger, resentment, seeing the shift in me and being and caring for him and being contribution of him, one, I noticed I'm more patient. I noticed that I extend more grace. I noticed I'm more calm because sometimes it can be a little challenging. And for that, I've just been grateful that I've been. So I'm just hoping that that helps in terms of shifting in my other areas of my life in terms of being patient and extending grace and just being able to be of contribution. And so I just, you know, wanted to come in and say that and say it's been a blessing to have him around and be able to share this time with him. And so my prayer request is just, you know, pray for my dad. He's a 90-year-old, strong as an ox man. However, he does have stage 4 cancer. And so I just ask for prayers for him to continue walking in the amazing great spirits that he has as a warrior.
May you have that and something sweeter. Ashe.
Thank you.
Ashe. Who's next?
Is there another?
Grand Rising. This is Karen.
Grand Rising.
I see we're still on shift, and I'm glad about it. You said the paradigm shift happens, it seems to happen overnight. So I had this question because I have experienced this. And so I try to remember things, how they happened before and the lessons I've gotten from them, even though I know that the next time it's going to be different. And I just wanted to know, are these shifts like answered prayers, like all in a bundle, or your vision manifesting suddenly? That's what it seems like. Like you've started it, you had this vision, and you've had these visions over the years. And when it's time to shift, it does seem to happen overnight, quickly, you know. So I agree that
exactly.
You do have to be prepared. You do have to prepare your mind to receive it. And I have had an issue with, the resistance.
Yeah.
Issue. And I know that it's because of how I grew up, you know. I grew up in low income apartments, and we were happy. Now, this was the '80s, and you know, we were happy. We didn't know we were poor. You know, Mom was able to disguise it. You know, we kept our house clean and everything. You didn't know, and you had your friends because then, you know, friends. We raised each other. We didn't have a phone to raise us, so we always had that connection with the people. So, but even then, I remember. Because of that, I remember one of my first times facing, when I got a luxury car for the first time, I remember that I couldn't even drive it. When I got the keys, I almost fainted because I'm like, okay, this is really happening? This can happen, you know? I'm just not used to it, you know? And since I go back and remember those times when I feel a shift happening, when I see my vision coming to fruition. I see it manifest as something that I thought. And now with this new journey, I see some things happening even faster with my mouth, with my thoughts, and using my mouth. It happens even faster. So I've gotten used to this and getting into this. And, you know, after a traumatic event, you know, it happened. You know, I decided not to think, but to prepare.
Yeah.
And I'm here again. You and another question was, should you recognize when shift shows up? Should you recognize when it's happening? Does anybody else feel like it is happening? Because I remember last year, I felt a shift. I knew it was time for me to branch out a little further in my business. I just felt it. I could feel it in the atmosphere, and I said, let me gather myself and get ready for this,
mm-hmm.
because it's going to happen. And it does. And so, so I'm just saying, is it just your vision manifested suddenly? Is that what a paradigm shift is? Is it, 'cause that's what it seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm. And I think Reverend LaTanya's on here. She can speak to this as well. But, you know, what I'm learning is most of the time when shifts happen, there's something that we've called forth. It
yes.
might not have been called forth yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have been called forth the day before that.
Yeah.
But it's something that we have called forth at some point in time. And remember,
mm-hmm.
to the universe, to God, to the cosmos, to the I am, to the divine, time does not exist.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
And so,
for us,
what seems like, you know, this is 2 years later coming forth. You know, for me, for the example with me, this is 2 years later coming forth. The divine has no time. And so it just happened. The shift happened in divine order.
Mm-hmm.
So when the order came forth, it happened. And so it seems like overnight for me, because, you know, I'm living in one area one moment, and all of a sudden I'm in a new area. It just, everything just happened. But no, it didn't just happen. It was a divine setup during the process of me getting to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times from what I'm learning is, yeah, it's something we've called for, and then it manifests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do have, so I am in the practice now of following the law of non-resistance and just letting it happen, because you can worry and worry yourself. And me, each time in my life, each phase, I learn from, and I just don't, it's always about going further, getting better. And since I've experienced that, then I no longer want to have this resistance. I do not want to be held by the way I grew up, and that I don't feel like I don't deserve these great things. That's all.
Well, happy Sunday, everybody. I guess y'all didn't want me to be quiet, huh?
Absolutely not.
Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. The question that everybody gets to ask themselves is, do I have to have calamity in order for me to respond to what I already deserve and already desire? Many of us have been in marriages, accepting things. So the divorce, the finding out somebody been cheating, guess what? That's just what you needed to move, because many of us only respond to pain. And so the affair in a life, in a marriage, oftentimes just exposes what was there in the beginning. And that is why the abundant mind does not choose to be a victim for too long. You might hurt, it may sting, and your world may be upset. But when you shift from being a victim to anyone, even your molester, even your abuser, when you no longer see them as doing something to you, that when you get into process. See, many of us are used to going to church and just shouting. The truth is, Black people have an attachment, a post-traumatic stress attachment to slavery and slave thinking. And so many of us don't move unless we got a whip on our back. And what happens when we understand that I am God? God is in me, as me, through me. When I show up as God, then I don't have anybody else to blame. That means that when I show up as God, that means that when I say be, it has to become. Because that means that I'm moving out of the way. But how do I move out the way? Not hiding, not DIYing it. Sometimes you got to get in relationship with people who challenge you to grow, who challenge you. And sometimes the only way we grow is when we've been hurt. when the people that we say we're sacrificing for, I'm doing it for my family, I'm doing it for my kids. Well, when those kids keep on disrespecting you, at a certain point, you're going to make a decision. You're going to live or you're going to die. And there's plenty of grandmothers who have died trying to take care of everybody else. The question is for every woman on this call is, will you be mama? Will you be big mama? Will you be Madea? No, no, no. See, I don't want to be Madea. I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. I want to rise to the occasion to be the queen that that my lineage forgot that they already were. We are already royal. We are already abundant. We already are magical. We just focus our magic on little things. Pay the bill. God, help me pay the bill. No, God, help me to own the electric company.
I say,
I won't just pay the bill to the water company. I want to own a lake and a well. I don't want to just take a trip to 30 miles outside of my comfort zone. Take me around the world, God. Pray like that. Show up like that. Who do I have to be? Who do I have to be? And that's the question that many of us, when Dana's talking about that shift and the way she outlined that process and how she had to respond. I had been dreaming of Costa Rica for 3 years before I moved. Huh? I knew I wasn't supposed to be married to the man that I married the second time right before I said I do. But it took me a year to move. So the question is are we the delay and the denial that we've been praying? Are we the mountain that we've been praying to move? I know there are times when I've been the mountain. I have been the one that's been steadfast and immovable on anxiety. I've been the one that's been steadfast and immovable about being pissed off. I have been the one that's been steadfast and immovable about I wish I had a man that would do this or that for me. I have been the one that has been steadfast and immovable. And I just declare and decree that it's not until I meet other mountains bigger than me. Who have been steadfast and who have been immovable, and that, but they've had life or situation climb up on them and chisel them down. And so I just, you know, but we can look to the mountain and tell the mountain to move in our consciousness. And so many of us don't believe. That's why you won't make an investment in a new mind, new money. But if I told you, come join this 21-day process to make the $10,000 in 10 days, you'd show up. Mm-hmm. But many of us would show up for the shortcut, but we will not show up for the miracle. And the miracle is the shift in the consciousness. So I'm going back on mute now.
I got the ugly church face going right now, okay?
Wow. See, even that shift had to come for. Right?
Yes.
So we are approaching that prayer time. I'm going to ask one last time, is there one more that would like to deposit into this space before we go into prayer?
Grand Riser, my name is Rhonda.
Hello, Rhonda. Grand Riser.
It's my first time on the call. And Bizzle.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you. And everything that Reverend Latonya just said, and everyone before, it really speaks volumes to me right now. It's just confirmation that I'm not alone, and I am moving in the right direction. I'm not resisting the shift, I should say.
Ashe.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for coming forth and being present, and we just welcome you in this space and look forward to having you many more Sundays to come.
Welcome.
So with that, we're going to shift into prayer, and so I'm going to ask everyone to just place your hands on your womb and just get in connection with your womb, with your lineage. You know, we came from a womb and we have a womb, and there have been, for some of us, those that have passed through that womb, and for others, we birthed spiritually through that womb. So just connect with the womb, with the mother, with the I am with the divine, and just breathe for a moment. And just begin to think about all the mothers and grandmothers and aunties and cousins and those in your lineage that have transitioned forward and elevated upward and who've been surrounding us in our lives. And just begin to call their names forth in this space.
Shirley Rice.
Mother, Father, God, all that is, all that will be, all that encompasses us and all that we do and say and think, we just give thanks and give praise for you today and every day of our lives. We give thanks and give praise for the shifts that you create in our lives and how you move us and keep us in your close bosom. I just thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. I thank you for your compassion, for your empathy on us, even as we question ourselves, even as we sometimes resist ourselves. I give thanks for your shifting in our spirits. I give thanks for the prayers that have been requested here in this space today, the prayer of support, the prayer of understanding and awareness, the prayer of moving in bountiful directions and beneficial directions, the prayer of walking in amazing grace. And I give thanks for the unspoken prayer requests that have come into this space that have been a little personal, that may not have been able to come forth verbally out loud, but we're in the hearts and thoughts of those that are connected here. I just ask that you touch and agree with us and shift us to move in ways that we did not see possible, but manifested in a mighty way. I just ask that you come forth and touch us throughout our days, that we might move ourselves, move our careers, move our families, move our spirit, move our thoughts, move our money, so that we can shift in a way that we have called for, whether it was a forgotten desire or one that we just kind of put in our backpack for a rainy day. I just ask that you allow those shifts to come forth right now in a mighty way and manifest before our eyes, those paradigm shifts that you can create. I ask that you continue to drive us and move us towards the directions that spiritually uplift us at all times, that we continue to connect as women, womb to womb, heart to heart, and that we support one another in all that we do. I thank you for the shift in my life. I thank you for the shift in Reverend Latonya's life. I thank you for the shift in Rebirth Sunday and the lives that come under this umbrella. We thank you. We give praise. We ask that you continue to reveal to us the resistance and show us to embrace the flow. I pray and I ask that you help us to release the resistance and embrace the flow. I pray and I ask that you help us to see and meet resistance at its face and say, get thee behind me, because I'm flowing on through and around you. I pray that as we flow through this week, when we gather together next Sunday, that we have mighty praise reports, that we're paradigm shifts that will just rock this space next Sunday. These and all things not some things, but all things, I ask and I pray and I give thanks and I say I shall. Ladies, just really quickly, I said I had a special announcement. We have another 21-day challenge coming up. If you have not been able to come into the current one and you still desire to shift new mind and new money, we have a 21-day challenge coming up for you, and we have a special pricing of $111. If you are interested in renewing your mind and your money, DM Reverend LaTanya, send her an inbox, and she will help you get into this challenge. It's time to shift your mind and shift your money, so answer the call and stop resisting. I look forward to talking to each and every one of you on the other side. May you have a blessed week, and I will see you next Sunday.
Ashe, love you.
Thank you.